This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 7 of his 26 points over the final 33 seconds as the Knicks downed the Jazz 106-101. In MLB news, the American League and National League Cy Young Awards have gone to a couple of hurlers who have won it before. Indians ace Corey Kluber won his second AL Cy Young Award, and Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer is the NL Cy Young Award winner for the second straight year. Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner says former manager Joe Girardi would have been fired even if he'd led the team to a World Series title. Steinbrenner said he held numerous discussions with general manager Brian Cashman about Girardi's performance over the past few years. Cashman attributed the decision to Girardi's, quote, inability to fully engage, communicate, and connect with the playing personnel. Tonight's Thursday night football matchup will be the Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh at 8:25. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has dropped his appeal of a 6-game suspension over alleged domestic violence. He served the first game in Dallas's 27-7 loss to Atlanta last weekend and will miss 5 more before he's eligible to return for the Cowboys' December 24th game against Seattle. Meanwhile, Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched for Sunday's game against Los Angeles, allowing rookie fifth-round pick Nathan Peterman to make his first NFL start. Taylor was benched in Sunday's loss at New Orleans after Buffalo produced 99 yards and only 4 first downs on 8 drives. And now looking at men's college basketball, Hartford was defeated by Ryder College 89-53, and UMass Lowell beat Marist 76-73. In NHL news, the Chicago Blackhawks have put an end to the New York Rangers' season-high 6-game winning streak. Former Ranger Artem Anisimov scored 3 times in the third period of the Blackhawks' 6-3 win at Chicago. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.